Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and this is the place where exciting things happen. Oh no! Watch out! Here comes some water! If we don't hurry, we'll never be able to cross the stream! Okay. Now, this isn't real. There is no water really coming into the studio. However, this is kind of what happened with Gabe, Brandon, and Josh while they're on their adventure in Taidong. Yesterday, we learned that these three hikers experienced a flash flood while in search of a waterfall. Well, we are going to continue this lesson called Flash Flood. And we are going to answer the following questions. Are you ready for the questions? Well, here they are. What piece of advice did Josh's dad give? That's a good question. And did the hikers follow this advice? Friends, I want you to pay very close attention as we try to answer these questions. And open your magazines so we can begin Flash Flood. Let's go.
Flash Flood. In the few minutes since we had last crossed the stream, the water had risen and become increasingly menacing. We had crossed over it on visible rocks. Now there were no rocks to be seen, only what looked like lumps covered with rushing water. We had no choice but to maneuver our way back in flip-flops, no less. Each step had to be taken carefully in the swift current. We had crossed this stream not once or twice, but six times in search of a waterfall that we never even reached.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 menacing 这个形容词，它原本是 menace, M-E-N-A-C-E, 威吓，或者是使惊吓这个动词的现在分词。当形容词是指险恶的或者是造成威胁的，例如 The robber's menacing actions frightened everyone present. 这名抢匪令人害怕的举动让在场的每一个人都很害怕。或者是 The bully's menacing manners really scared the kids at school. 这个恶霸威胁性的举止真的吓到了学校里的孩子们。继续我们看的是 lump 这个名词， lump 是指块或者是团，例如 drain the sauce carefully so there won't be any lumps, 小心过滤酱汁免得里面有结块，或者是 the artist carved the lump of wood into a beautiful sculpture, 这位艺术家把这块木头雕成了一个美丽的雕塑。 Lump 也指肿块，例如 Patrick felt a lump in his neck and went to the doctor for checkup. Patrick 摸到脖子上有一个肿块，就去医生那里检查了。
Gabe, this sounds very difficult. What a crazy story.
Well, yeah, actually, what I didn't have time to mention in the lesson is that I had a plastic bag in my mouth. I was holding it, and I had a GoPro and my cell phone inside, which was useless by that time because there was no reception in the mountains. Even if I wanted to get in touch with people, I couldn't. And I had this in a little plastic bag when we were going through the currents. I couldn't hold it in my hand. I had to put it in my mouth. So there were a lot of things I had to focus on while trying to cross this crazy rushing river.
Well, this sounds really crazy. You said in the few minutes since we had last crossed the stream, the water had risen and become increasingly menacing.
Uh-huh.
That sounds so scary.
Yes, it was. So we didn't expect this. In just 5 minutes since we last crossed the stream, okay, we turn around, it looks like a completely different stream. It didn't look like a stream anymore, it looked like a crazy rushing river, a menacing river.
Well, when you first crossed over the stream, you crossed on the visible rocks.
Yes, yes.
And then, in the lesson you said, now there were no rocks to be seen, only what looked like lumps. covered with rushing water.
Exactly. Now, before we move on, let's take a look at that phrase, no something to be seen. This is just another way of saying we couldn't see something. Okay, so there were no rocks to be seen.
Exactly. And another way you can use this phrase is, I went to the lake to feed the ducks. However, when I got to the lake, there were no ducks to be seen. It must have been too cold out for the ducks.
Very nice. Or, we were going to go on a hike. The weather forecast said it would be very cloudy. However, when we went out that day, we looked in the sky and there were no clouds to be seen. It was a very clear sky. Okay, think of other ways you could use this phrase.
Unfortunately, yes. On this day, I'm sure that there were probably plenty of clouds to be seen.
That's interesting you mentioned that, Rebecca, because when we were driving up to the base of the hike, it wasn't raining. It was only when we got into the mountains that a heavy mist came in, which, of course, that means a lot of clouds are already up in the sky. Okay, so we got back through the river. We had no choice but to maneuver our way back. Maneuvering, that means we're trying to find our way through something.
That's right, okay. And you said we had no choice but to maneuver our way back in flip-flops, no less. Now, you included those two special words, no less, and let's talk about those words. Now, this just means or is used to show the importance of someone or something. So I think you were trying to emphasize that you are wearing flip-flops. Is that correct?
Well, it's just kind of a surprising fact. Maybe you use the phrase no less to kind of sound impressive, right? So we're not going across in shoes. That might be easier than doing it in flip-flops. And there were certainly times where my flip-flops almost were swept away with the water. But you see, I have both of my flip-flops here still intact. Well, there are many ways you could use that phrase. It's a very useful phrase. I didn't know Steve could cook, but he cooked a dinner, a fancy steak, no less. He didn't just cook tao mian. He cooked a fancy steak, no less.
Ooh, I would love to have some of that fancy steak that Steve cooked. Well, and of course, you guys were wearing flip-flops, and you were trying to maneuver your way back in flip-flops, no less. And as you said, each step had to be taken carefully in the swift current. Now, there's something else that I think is so interesting, Gabe, is that you said that you crossed that river not once, not twice, but six times.
Yes.
Six times.
Well, exactly. This is because, as I mentioned yesterday, there were those red arrows, those markers, right, telling us where to go. We didn't know that the markers were going to take us across the same stream six times. All right, we thought maybe once or twice, and then we'd reach the waterfall. No, we had to go across six times. So it was really difficult maneuvering our way back across this stream six times.
Now, the lesson says that you crossed six times in search of a waterfall that you never reached. Okay, before we talk about that, let's talk about this phrase, in search of. That just means that you are trying to find something.
Right. Now, we did teach this phrase several months ago when I mentioned that I'm always in search of a new teppanyaki, teppanyaki. I love teppanyaki. And I got to say, Rebecca, our studio classroom fan wrote in suggesting a teppanyaki for me.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's called xiamuning teppanyaki. And it really is delicious. And I tried that bingxing rongjiang. So it's very delicious. I just wanted to say thank you so much for suggesting that. As you knew, I was in search of another teppanyaki.
And here's another way that you can use it. Frank and Philip set out in search of a treasure that they read about in a book. But I think it's more interesting that you crossed that river six times in search of a waterfall that you never found.
Well, Rebecca, we didn't find it that day, but I got to tell you, I want to go back. I do want to go back and try to find the base of that waterfall when it's a clear day. Friends, we do have more to learn about this lesson, so stay.
But let's sing
it out. Sing it out.
We were running through the forest and what did we hear? Drizzling Drizzling. We were running through the forest and what did we hear? Raining, oh rain. We were running through the forest and what did we hear? Pouring, oh pouring, yeah. We were running through the forest and what did we hear? Flash flood. What do we see?
Stream.
Just a stream.
Just a little stream.
We were running through the forest and what did we see?
Swift current.
We were running through the forest and what did we see?
Waterfall.
Oh, waterfall. We were running through the forest and what did we see? Flash flood!
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I hope that you're enjoying learning all about Gabe's experience with the flash flood. Well, all this talk about flip-flops, I decided that I wanted to wear some flip-flops. Well, these flip-flops are very special because they are the flip-flops that Gabe wore when he crossed over that river 6 times in search of a waterfall that he never found. Yes, let me emphasize that. He crossed the same river or stream 6 times in search of a waterfall that he never found. Okay, friends, how is this story going to continue? Well, I guess we're just going to have to find out with our next reading.
Flash flood. Some crossings could be done individually. With others, we needed each other's help if we didn't want to get swept away. Drenched, we breathed a sigh of relief after we made the last crossing. My dad always told me to steer clear of a river when hiking in the rain, Josh said, as we hurried back down the path. Why didn't you tell us that earlier? I laughed. Would it have made a difference? Came the reply. He had a point.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 drench 这个动词。drench 是指湿湿透。例如 ,we were completely drenched by the heavy rain. 我们被大雨淋得湿透了。或者是 the sudden rainstorm drenched the clothes I had hung in the yard. 突如其来的暴风雨把我在院子里晾的衣服给淋得湿透了。或者是 it's pouring outside. If you go out now, you'll get drenched in 30 seconds. 现在外面是倾盆大雨。如果你现在出去30秒内就会湿透。最后我们看的是 steer clear of 这个成语。steer 原本是指行驶。但是 steer clear of someone or something 是指避开或回避某人或某事。例如 I took another route to steer clear of the area that always has traffic jams. 我走另外一条路避开这个常常交通阻塞的区域。或者是 He steered clear of sensitive political issues in his speech. 他在演讲中避开了敏感的政治议题。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right. So we're learning here that some of these crossings could be done individually. It's true. Some of them we could cross by ourselves. We didn't need each other's help. However, with others, we needed each other's help if we didn't want to get swept away. And yes, I do remember one time in particular. The last crossing was the most dangerous one. I was crossing over, trying to get to this big rock in the middle, and Josh had to push my butt so that I didn't get swept away with the river. And he helped Brandon, too, when we finally pulled Josh across to that rock. It was crazy, Rebecca.
Gabe, it sounds really crazy. It sounds so scary. And I don't know how you guys made it through. Well, you write, drenched, we breathed a sigh of relief after we made the last crossing. And let's talk about that word, drenched. That just means you are soaking wet, right?
Well, exactly. If you went swimming, then of course you are drenched. Right, you're soaking wet. You got water all over you. And of course, we didn't plan on getting drenched that day. We were just planning on going for a hike to see the waterfall. But when we got back to the car, we were drenched.
Well, I like these, the next words that you used. You guys breathed a sigh of relief after you made it to the last crossing. And why did you choose these particular words to breathe a sigh of relief?
That's a sigh of relief. Okay, I chose these words because that's what you do after a stressful situation when you're not sure what's going to happen. But after you make it through, you can breathe a sigh of relief. Sometimes people breathe a sigh of relief after they get their test answers, the score back, and they realize that they passed. They got a pretty good grade, and they can breathe a sigh of relief.
Ah, excellent answer. Okay, well, if you remember, I asked a question earlier, and that was, what piece of advice did Josh's dad give? And we see that answer right here. My dad always told me to steer clear of a river when hiking in the rain. Before we talk about that, hey, Gabe, what about those words, to steer clear of? That just means to stay away from the river?
Exactly. Uh-huh. So he shared this piece of advice with us after we were already going back to the car. So after we went through the hike in the rain, he said, we should have steered clear of a river in the rain. Well, why didn't he share this with us earlier? He says, would it have made a difference?
That's a good question. Well, speaking of advice, the guys in the InfoCloud would like to talk about this right now. So let's go there now.
Without a doubt, the most important virtue in Asian culture is what the Chinese call xiao. It means respect, obedience, gratitude, support, and service toward one's parents.
For millennia, xiao has been the virtue from which all other virtues flow. It has been the fundamental value and stabilizing force in countries like China, Korea, and Japan. In fact, many would argue that to be Asian is to be xiao.
Right. Xiao is so synonymous with Asian identity that some Asian students are surprised to learn that xiao exists in cultures outside of Asia.
It does, though for better or worse, it's not at the very top of everyone's list of virtues. In English, xiao is translated as filial piety. Filial means of a son or daughter, while piety means sense of duty or faithfulness to natural ties.
In English, both filial piety and filialness are used as nouns. For example, one of the most famous Chinese books about filial piety is The 24 Filial Exemplars.
But as an adjective, the word filial is all that is needed. So we could say, the filial son gave up his successful career as a lawyer to care for his elderly mother.
孝顺英文要怎么讲? 你或许会认为孝道是东方人的观念，西方人懂吗？ 其实尽管西方人不是那么强调孝道，英文有孝顺这个字，filial piety. 向中国的24校英文就翻译成 The 24 Filial Exemplars。 由此可见，光 filial 一个字就可以表示孝顺的。 Steve is a filial son. He calls his parents every day. 这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. So if you're going to go hiking in the rain, make sure it's not near a river. Make sure you steer clear of a river when hiking in the rain. That is good advice, but it's not advice that we really thought about when we went hiking that day.
And I don't think it really would have made much of a difference. Well, anyway, right now it's time for something fun and funny.
Huh?
It's the review skit.
Oh.
Remember. But seriously.
Yeah.
So tell me about your hiking adventure. What happened? Was it a flash flood?
Oh, yes, it was.
Oh, but you had just crossed the stream a few minutes earlier, right?
Yes, but the water had become so high and had become increasingly menacing.
Well, does this mean that the rocks you used to cross were gone?
Yes, all the visible rocks we used to get over were nowhere to be seen.
Well, what did you do?
We had no choice but to maneuver our way back.
In flip-flops, no less?
Each step had to be taken carefully in the swift current.
Oh, wow, that sounds so dangerous. Well, luckily you only had to cross the stream once.
Not once, not twice. But we crossed 6 times.
Oh, you must have been soaked.
We were all drenched. Some crossings could be done individually, while others needed each other's help.
Teamwork. Hey, you know what? My dad always told me to steer clear and avoid rivers when hiking in the rain.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
I didn't know, but would you have listened? Would it made a difference?
I guess not.
Probably not.
And this is why I brought a surfboard this time.
Just in case of another flash flood?
That's right.
Let's just steer clear of the rivers.
Hey, Gabe, I want to go to the Taihong Pupu.
Yeah, the Taihong Pupu.
Yeah.
The rainbow waterfall. I'm going back there one day, just not on a rainy day.
Ah, good point. Well, friends, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.